idea. Sexuality is part of our humanity, and our Creator wants us to be unabashedly human. But precisely because He created it, He understands the enormous power it has and how destructive that power can be if we twist and distort sexuality away from His original design. In fact, throughout the Bible, illicit sexuality is always connected with idolatry. Idolatry is the practice of worshiping something less than God as if it were God. And the catch is, we always become like what we worship. When we worship the true God, we become the most fully human. When we worship idols, we become less human, like animals, only worse, because at least animals are supposed to be animals. We become a dingy, distorted, empty shell of what God created us to be. The dehumanizing influence of idolatry and immorality are tied together by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Romans. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him. But they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature other than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Notice that the punishment for sin is not some arbitrary plague from heaven. Rather, it is that God gave them up to their own lusts. Paul is speaking here of the enslaving nature of addiction. This is the beautiful and terrible mystery of free will. God loves us too much to force us to love Him. We are given the choice. Once we make the initial choice, though, we will tend to fall under the power of habit. It gets easier to make the same choice in our next decision, and correspondingly harder to change. When we keep God as our first and highest pleasure, we can enjoy all the other pleasures in their due and proper measure. However, when we reject God and choose to worship other pleasures, soon those pleasures end up owning.